invite, want to greet everyone this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll open our Bibles to John chapter 12. Verse 24, where we'll start. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you and we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. We just ask your blessing, Father, on this time together. I ask your blessing on our lives, Father. We just commit them to you. Lord, we ask that you'd fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom. Father, help us to be faithful to you. Again, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 12, verse 24. The boys gave some examples of walking with God. That was the message last week, and I guess I kind of want to build on that a little bit, but walking with God, what it means. John chapter 12, verse 24, it says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If any man serves me, the Father will honor him." We sang a song a minute ago about Lead Me On. You know, when we think of following, we, for the most part, just say, okay, there's something and I'm going to follow it. Whenever we talk about following Jesus, we look in the Bible and see his teachings and we kind of get an understanding of what it means. And so we just live within that little spectrum, little set of rules, and we call that following Jesus. And that is, there's an aspect of that that's good, but that's not what he's actually talking about here. You know, we can have our religion and follow it and call ourselves followers, but it's just religion. It's not really, it is following something. But whenever we're talking about following Christ, he is our Lord. And that's what repentance is a change of lordship. Who actually is the Lord of our life? And he talked in verse 24 about himself primarily, or beginning, in the beginning. But a corn of wheat has to fall to the ground and die before it can produce anything. And that is exactly the way it is with us. You know, sometimes we have to just die to our religion. Die to just following our religion. To actually get to where we follow Christ. I mean, that's what he was asking of the Pharisees. They were good men, good people. But yet, he was in conflict with them all the time. And it was basically because of their religion. They were following their religion, and that became more important than actually following him or following God. Whenever we think of that, like I said, just that there was that phrase, we sang it over and over again. It said, "Lead me on." And I want to bring out the difference between being led and just following. I mean, you can train anybody just to follow. But you know, it is very, very difficult for someone to be led. There'll be people that'll just follow. Sheep will follow. Ducks will follow. Goats will follow. They just have a trail and they'll just be one right after another. They just follow. But that's not what is that God is looking for. I mean, he's got all kinds of animals that just follow other animals. And that's what happens a lot of times. But he's looking for someone who's being willing to be led by him and follow that. And it's more than just following within a set of guidelines or rules or laws. But walking with God is being open to his guidance in everything we do. You know, God doesn't just speak to us like Moses, you know, just on top of the mountain and he just shouts out his commandments or tells us those things. He leads in a very mysterious way sometimes. We have to have ourselves in a place where we're prepared to be led. And oftentimes we're just too busy for that. We just have so many things going on and got so many plans and so many ideas that we can't just stop and say, "Lead me, Lord." We sing it, "Lead me on." To be led by the Lord, that's a difficult thing. Like I said, there's followers, and following is easy. We wind up doing that in anything we do. I mean, you've got a guard almost about just being a follower. And I'm not talking about just being some troublemaker or some rebel trying to just do his own thing. There's plenty of that too. But I'm talking about someone who's willing to be led. And not get so proud of themselves about being led that they begin to look around at everybody else that isn't being led. And begin to be harsh and critical and chewing up and devouring one another. We've seen plenty of that. But as an individual, you, being led by God. And as each individual is led by God, you begin to just work with other people that are led. And just because someone is led doesn't mean we're going to be a carbon copy of another person that's being led. Because sometimes God leads us a little bit in different directions. He most definitely leads us in different times or different levels. We may be all heading the same direction, but, you know, just think of it as a stair step and you got somebody on the bottom just beginning. They're all zealous and ready to go and just everything's exciting. And then partway up, you get people that are just kind of going through the motions and we've gone so far. Now it's getting kind of, you know, it's getting kind of hard. Some of them take little different levels and then you get to somebody that's been on the road for a long time and it's just like, you know, there's what are we doing in the first? What are we doing anyway? You know, we just get so used to it. But we see a lot more things and we're putting into practice a lot more things. But that person on the beginning is just down there and they're just learning this or they're learning that. We're not on the same page all the time. But we're in the same book. You know, when you begin to read a book of instructions, you start out with instruction number one. And then you go to number two. And then number three. And if you're building something following those instructions, somebody may be building on lesson number 99 and have a big something built. And the other one's just looking for a bolt or a nut to start in the very beginning. But you're reading the same book. And you got to be patient enough to let that person find that bolt or that nut whenever your house is just about complete. But being led by God, walking with God, implies, you know, we all want to walk with God, but we want to walk with God on our terms. I've got this idea for my life, and so, come on, God, you're going with me. And that's the majority of the way we see things. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing all these good things. I'm helping out here. Come on, God, catch up. That's not walking with God. That is still doing your own thing. Walking with God, I guess for one thing, walking with God is not running. We want to run. You know, we get, sometimes you get the children and, or whatever, you're out with children and you want to take off down a path or something and walk. What are they doing? They're out running ahead. And most of the time the adult or the supervisor is saying, come back here, don't get so far ahead. But we do the very same thing spiritually. We just get running. Walking with God is walking at His pace. Walking and being led the direction He wants us to go. Not what we just have in our heads. I guess that's the main thought I wanted to get out. Is being led by God. And that takes time. You know, we read our Bibles. It takes time alone with God. It takes time just being quiet. It's so easy for us to occupy all of our times with all the things that are around us. We can just keep our minds occupied all the time. And you know, it's hard to walk with God whenever all these other influences are basically leading us. He who loves his life loses it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. You know, we talk about being a servant. And so we give ourselves to being a servant. But are we serving him? Or are we just serving our religion? You know, Mother Teresa talked to someone, or someone asked what they could do to be a light to the world, to change the world. And she said, go home and love your family. And that's right. Because all of this has to start right at home. And I've talked about it before. The people we become the most familiar with, we begin to learn their flaws and their weaknesses. And usually those that we're familiar with are the ones we usually learn to despise the most. You know, we can go help all kinds of people. But if we can't work together as a family and love each other, all that other stuff's just outside. It's just fluff that's worthless. If we can't work together as a church, you know, Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, so then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. And then it says, and especially to the household of the faith. You know, it's easy for us sometimes to help people and get caught up with doing good for other people. But then there's something always churning with the church. There's just always some little something that's just bugging us, and we just can't, you know, get close to people. Well, they believe this, they believe that. They're going the wrong direction. Those are the people that are the household of the faith, whether we like it or not. And if we can't do that, it doesn't matter what else we have. You know, if we can't do that, if we can't love man who we can see, how can we love God who we cannot see? In other words, it's just completely futile. It's just a religious exercise that we're going through. We've created ourselves. But when we love God and are led by Him, we learn to listen. We learn to listen. And you know, the first place He usually starts, if there's a chance, if there's somebody that above you that can guide you, that can share with you things that you're weak in or things that you're maybe having problems with, and they try to share it with you, I'm not going to listen to them. I'm listening to God. Well, if what they're trying to tell you is right, even though we may not like it, or it may just affect my other religion, that's how God starts. He uses men. He uses people to talk to people. In the families, He's got a father, He's got a mother. And He gives us the responsibility to train and guide our children, bring them up the way they should go. And we expect our children to listen to us. As a families and working together in a church, He's given us people too to give us advice and that we can follow and listen to. The problem is a lot of people in leadership in the church begin to act like the daddy, and if you don't listen to him, you're in trouble. And that's not the way it works in the church. Because in the church, we're choosing to follow. Family, you're born into it, and God's given you the parents. Whenever you begin to follow, you're choosing to follow. And a leader that is trying to be the daddy, that's all messed up. The leader is to be one that is leading, and to be able to try to lead other people in a better direction. They get things kind of out of order sometimes. We kind of get things all mixed up and just need a little guidance. But it's a place we've chosen. You know, one brother asked about giving up this morning. You know what? Don't give up. And people before, through the years, have talked about just wanting to give up because it's so frustrating having to work with somebody or have to do this or have to do that. And I've told them over and over again, give up. You chose this path. If you don't want to follow it, quit. It's just that simple. Jesus was a leader, and He said, follow me. And anytime we don't want to follow Him, He'll go right on. every example that he gives, he's never forced anyone to follow him. The devil will. You can see that whenever you get into leaders, somebody trying to force you into something, you can see whose path he's following. Because that's the way the devil operates. Jesus, follow me. And we've chosen to. And because we've chosen to, sometimes we get to thinking, you know, it gets hard. No, this is difficult. And we start whining. We start, oh, it's too hard. Oh, me. You chose this path. If you want to stay on it, stay on it. If you want to quit, quit. We looked at the life that Jesus lived and the apostles and the disciples before. We live in a very prosperous time. Very easy time. And our difficulties are because somebody said something I didn't like. You know, I've got my feelings hurt. I think I'll cry. I think I'll quit. I think I'll give up. Oh, I've got it so hard. I can't afford something way extra. Oh, I can't get that boat I want or that something, whatever. We've got it very easy. And you know, the sad thing about that is the easier we get it, the harder it is for us to, you know, whenever it's things that ought to strengthen us and make us stronger and just, I'm going to follow the Lord with all this he's given me to use with. But what happens is you know, I've noticed that over the years that whenever people are poor, well, the widow gave in her very existence. And the rich people were thinking they were really doing something because they were giving 10% or a little more out of their abundance. But you get someone that loves the Lord that doesn't have anything, they'll give you everything they got. And the more prosperous people become, the harder it is for them to give. That's just, I've seen it. It's historical. It is just the way it is. It just becomes more difficult to help, to give. You know, like I said, a lot of times we can look outside and see people, but there's people, right, you know, that need things and can be a help right here within the brotherhood. Then if there's room left over and time left over, then we can go help somebody else. But Jesus said they'll know you because of your love one for another. Are we able to be led? Now, like I said, a lot of times we think because we're following, we don't have any need to be led. I've got this. You know, you've seen a child that they're doing something. You've shown them how to do something and they start doing it. Pretty soon, they're not doing it right. And so you try to correct them and they just get all bristly and say, no, I'm going to do this. Let me do it myself. Boy, that happens a lot in older people too. We just don't like correction. And I'm not advocating you going around correcting everybody. That's one way to destroy everything, is make sure you're the expert and going around fixing everything for everybody. But sometimes when a leader has something to share with you, take it to heart. You know, in the way it should be, They're not trying to force you into something. They're just trying to get you to see something. The way it should be. You know, there's cases where somebody comes along, they put pressure on you and force you into it, and lo and behold, we just give up and do it. There again, that's following the wrong pattern of how this works. Just like having it easy and getting to where we complain, you know. Whenever someone's trying to guide you, that's just trying to give you some advice. They're not even going to force you to do it. But boy, it just really grinds us, doesn't it? Sometimes. Walking with God is learning how to be led, not just following. Being open to His subtle promptings. You know, I don't catch them all the time. But they're still there. It doesn't mean He isn't trying to guide us. It's just we don't quite want to hear it, usually. And that's where that dying comes in. Not my will, but thine be done. The blessings that He's given us, the more we're responsible for. The more strength you have, the more that's required. The more anything you have. But we tend to draw it in closer instead of, like I said, the example of the widow. She's willing to give her very life. Couldn't even buy food. And was ready to give that away. I think that's the biggest danger we have. Just the more easier we have it, the more we have, spiritually and physically, the smugger we get. You know, and I'm not saying you just got to go out and live like a poor as a church mouse, because there's a lot of people that are doing that are plenty smug. But if there's a need or an opportunity that I can make somebody else's life easier, and it might cost me a little bit, we'll be able to be led. Be attentive. Take time to actually spend time with God so that you can hear. And like I said, He does not speak loud. He doesn't speak in a big fire or in a big whirlwind, but in a still, small voice that all the world's clatter and clamor and noise easily drowns out. All of the religious clamor and religious noise and following drown that voice out too. When you hear that little voice, now I don't mean just go, well, I feel like I ought to go run across the street there and God told me somebody was over there in that building, standing in that cemetery. I'm going to run over there. I'm not talking about feeling all those foolish whims because we feel that way. I'm talking about doing what's right in front of you. Looking. Listening. Loving a little guidance. I don't know how many times whenever I was a believer, I begged God for somebody to show me what I ought to be doing and how to do this better and how to And you know what? They never came. I don't know what he, if they did, I was too stupid to see them. But I think I was trying to look, because I listened to a lot of people as long as I could, until I just saw they were headed down a path that I didn't want to go. That it wasn't, there wasn't nothing to it. And like I said, be easy to be entreated. Be easy to be led. You know, if someone that is trying to share something with you, a lot of times, God used a mule at times. So it doesn't, you know, he used a donkey to talk to people. Be mindful. I've learned people on the street. Somebody just drunk said something, and it was like, he's right. You got to be able to listen. I ain't going to listen to him. Look at him. You know, God, even in bad situations, a lot of times the church leaders are right. They might not go about it just right, but they can see things. God has given that ability to anybody remotely following, that when he puts a leader there, he usually gives them some wisdom to where they can see some things. And they might not, and they might apply it wrong, but they're still, don't just discard it because it came. You know, Buddha and Confucius. I mean, there's things that those people say that are just, that is good. Mother Teresa. They're right. And hear what's being said. You know, we're saying about the Bible, and I'm not a big advocate of just, the Bible says it, I believe it. I believe this book because of what it's saying. Because when you read it, it's, that's right. Not because for 2,000 years a man has been able to keep it all into writing or put it into writing. But God has preserved what he's trying to say to us in his spirit and in this book that he's given. May God give us the wisdom and the grace to be led. And that's how we walk with God. He's leading, we're following. We've got, like I said, we've got the idea that he's just come along with our program. That will never work. He stops going with us a long time down that path. And we're still thinking he's right beside us. And we've walked right on past him. God help us to be faithful. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? Praise the Lord.
I appreciate the teaching as well, especially the thought of learning to, rather than simply follow, learning the difference between that and learning to be led.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, I guess. guess we have singing.
Yeah, singing today at Mount Vernon has COVID, so it'd be just at Aurora and the Hudson House. So we'll split up there and then at Lakota. And you don't have to bring your regular books. We're going to sing out of a Christian hymnal. I have enough of them, I believe. And if you have any, bring it along. Not the hymnary, it's the hymnal, Christian hymnal. And so we'll try that.
All right. Well, we'll meet back at 6. God bless you all. Depart in peace.